I don't know. In Brazil, they said it was a big mess. But I think it was important there. And the most important thing is that many of the musicians who went there to play in the concert, they stayed there, and then they began to work around, like Oscar Castroneves, Sergio Mendes, my father, João Gilberto. They stayed.
The Bossa fraternity began to split, with musicians like Jobim now remaining in America, but complaining at the way music had changed.
And we had there the same phenomena I think you have here now. We had there Bossa Nova icebox, Bossa Nova washing machines, Bossa Nova lawyers, you know, and many things. And now I heard here in the radio Bossa Nova hair con, Bossa Nova shoes. No, this is not very good for the music.
Carlos Lyra was also to leave Brazil for Mexico, with other complaints about the new bossa.
Some people prefer the bossa nova with lots of jazz. I was the one who thought, you know, that it shouldn't be so much jazz. It was important, the jazz influence in bossa nova, but it shouldn't be too much. We should keep the jazz as a spice in the food, not too much, otherwise it's going to burn you. So I wrote a song, Jazz Influence, that talks about that.
Pobre samba meu, foi se misturando, se modernizando, se perdeu. E o rebolado, cadê, não tem mais? Cadê o tal gingado que mexe com a gente? Coitado do meu samba, mudou de repente, influência do jazz. Quase que morreu, acabou morrendo, está quase morrendo, não percebeu.
By early 1964, the bossa nova boom in Brazil was coming to an end. It had moved to America, where the best-known and most often recorded bossa song of all time was about to become a massive hit.